We want to chat right now live on the 1010 Winds Newsline with Eric Adams, one of the many mayoral candidates. How do you, Eric Adams, balance fighting crime but making some changes which some people say are needed at the NYPD?
Well, we must rebuild trust. That is so important. And no one knows better than I do how to regain that trust, make sure that we get the reform that we deserve, but the safety that we need. We cannot continue to watch this city spiral into a state of despair. Open drug use in our parks. We're seeing shootings every day. I'm going to bring that right balance of reform, but safety. And we're going to rebuild trust with the community and our police department.
What about bail reform? You know, one of the big problems, of course, criminals being put right back out on the street on little or no bail. What, if anything, would you as a mayor be able to do about that? How could you change that? Because some people, you know, Eric, say, well, that's the purview of Albany.
Well, and it is. The state lawmakers, they made that decision. When the first list of no bail came out, I communicated with my state lawmakers. They went back and they changed some of the items on the list, like robbery and burglary. I commend them for doing that. But we also must hold our judges accountable. Many judges are not placing bail on individuals that they actually can place bail on. And we need to use the Kendra's Law in those areas where serious violent mental health crises are taking place.
Joining us live right now on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Catherine Garcia, mayoral candidate, former city sanitation commissioner. Okay, so you worked for Bill de Blasio, obviously. How would your administration be different overall?
I'm a very different manager than the current mayor. I like to build and empower teams of the best and the brightest and bring stakeholders together and be a unifier. I know how to hold people strictly accountable to get things done, because that's what New Yorkers need. It's about our families. And it's about making sure kids are getting back into school. It's about making sure that people can find jobs. You got to be laser focused on those day-to-day needs, because that's impacting people's lives.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Maya Wiley. And a little bit about the issues. Eric Adams, front runner in many polls, he has criticized you, saying that you want to slash the police budget and shrink the force. And this is him saying this at a time when black and brown babies are being shot in our streets. Your response?
Well, I don't respond to other candidates. I do respond to what I'm hearing from New Yorkers and what I know will keep us safe. Safety is job one. And what black and brown people I've been speaking to have been saying is, we want the police to do the job right and with fairness and justice. We're tired of an unaccountable police department, but we also want investment in our communities, like trauma-informed care, social workers, more job opportunities for our young people. Because what we have seen, and our crisis interveners who prevent the guns from being shot in the first place, are asking for this. And the way we do it is by recognizing we've been growing the size of the New York City police force because there's been an increase in calls for mental health distress, or even things that don't require a badge and a gun, like noise.
Go to the 1010 Winds Newsline, and joining us is mayoral candidate Andrew Yang.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me, Bridget.
So we happen to have you on the morning that a new poll is out, and this one has you at number 2, 15%, down from 32. What happened?
Well, we're seeing tons of excitement and energy when I walk the streets of New York. We feel great, Bridget, but the poll we're most concerned about is June 22nd, and you can start early voting on June 12th. We're feeling great about the campaign.
Okay, so you don't care so much about the polls. I guess a lot of politicians say that. What do you say to the people who say, okay, Andrew Yang, you don't have the experience here to run the city. Your experience is primarily with a nonprofit, and the city is a big city to run.
Well, I ran a small business here in New York City that became number one in the country. And a lot of people right now are sick of the politics that have been dragging us down and holding us back. We know that our city hasn't been working for us, whether it's safety, whether it's our schools not being open, whether it's our streets not being clean. We need someone who's going to act on our behalf to turn things around and is not going to be beholden to who did him favors 10 years ago.
Joining us live on the Newsline is Scott Stringer. So let's talk about the issue of safety that seems to be really on top of so many voters' minds. What action will you take on day one to make New York City safer, and when would we see results?
Well, we'd see results immediately because, look, I'm a kid who grew up in Washington Heights back in the 1970s when there were 2,000 murders a year. I remember my mom telling my brother and I that when you get on the train, you sit in the conductor car. Now, we've come a long way since then. Kids today don't even realize there's a conductor in the car. But we do have an uptick in shootings, and we need to focus our police force on rooting out the violent crime by making sure that we have strategies that work, that we resource our local precinct.
Can you? Okay. I was going to ask you, please give us a specific strategy day one.
Well, day one, we have to resource our precincts. Right now, the bureaucracy at One Police Plaza has grown 76% in the last few years. We have some precincts where there's 200,000 people in the catchment area, other precincts with 100,000. We have to better align our street strategy. But we also have to make massive investments in keeping kids away from the criminal justice system. We need violence interrupter programs. We need to do the kind of work we need. We don't have to send a police officer to every mental health call that comes into 911. That makes no sense. We have to send out mental health professionals. So you have to go where the violent crime is, but you also have to recognize there's a lot of people who can't be over-policed continually. I mean, you don't want to go back to the Giuliani era of policing.
Let's go live to the 1010 Winds Newsline. And joining us this morning is Ray McGuire. I understand, Ray, that you want to triple the current funding to help treat the dangerously mentally ill. Is this your issue because of recent subway crimes?
The answer is yes, it is. Although I do think that in the midst of COVID that we need to focus on those who are mentally challenged, not only the adults, but also the children. And the way I'm thinking about this is, given the number of attacks that we've seen in the subway system by people with a known history of mental illness, that's troubling. New Yorkers have the right to feel safe if they go about their daily lives, and without public safety, we cannot have the economic comeback plan that I'm offering up. We should allow the mentally ill in New York to go, you know, allowing them to go untreated when we have the means to provide them to help is inhumane and unjust.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline, one of those many candidates, Sean Donovan. Anti-Asian attacks, I just literally 2 minutes ago read another story about that. What would you specifically do to combat those types of crime?
Well, look, we need a better law enforcement response. There's no question. We need to build trust with communities so that police can get to the bottom of these and really know when we're having attacks. We also need more from our Commission on Human Rights, and also really beef up the Office to Prevent Hate Crimes in City Hall to coordinate. But we also need more than a law enforcement response. We need to teach our children at a young age tolerance and understanding, and we need to build bridges between communities.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Curtis Sliwa, Republican candidate for mayor of New York City. We just got off the phone with Fernando Mateo. He says that the answer to keeping the city safe is an increase in police. And we've talked with a number of Democratic candidates who say what you really need to do is improve mental health services. What do you say?
Oh, you do both. And I was the first candidate to say refund the police. Plus, I have a plan to hire an additional 3,000 additional police officers by taxing those entities that don't pay property tax, like Madison Square Garden, Columbia, and NYU. Secondarily, with the EDPs, how come we're not investigating Thrive? Wasn't the whole idea of Bill de Blasio and his wife's program to care for the emotionally disturbed persons? $1.25 billion has been spent over 5 years, and they want to spend another $225 million in the next year, and they provided no services.
Joining us live on the Newsline right now is Fernando Mateo, one of the Republicans in the race. Fernando, we spoke earlier live with Curtis Sliwa. He says that all the prominent Republicans have endorsed him. He says he, Curtis, is the true Republican in the race. What say you?
Well, listen, anyone that knows Rudy Giuliani and all of the people that have endorsed Curtis Sliwa know that they've endorsed him because he is their co-worker. They work together. They don't agree with what Curtis is doing. They don't believe in a guy that lives in a 300 square foot apartment with 15 cats and 16 litter boxes. Come on. We've got to get serious here.
The race for New York City mayor is intensifying. New polls show the race still fluid, with the edge now going to Catherine Garcia. Here's our Glenn Chuck.
Momentum. Catherine Garcia has it at the moment in the mayor's race. She tells me she's prepared for the increased scrutiny that comes with being a front runner. So what are New Yorkers stopping her on the street to talk about these days?
Oh, there's a lot of enthusiasm when we're out canvassing. And it is about affordability, and it is about safety, and making sure that the city is working for everyone. It is those topics that I hear from people over and over again.
And then there is the issue of public safety on our streets and subways.
This city has definitely seen an increase in violence. We have to get a handle on it. Every New Yorker deserves to be safe in this city, regardless of the color of their skin or their religion or their ethnicity.
Catherine Garcia today introducing infrastructure ideas she says will get New Yorkers employed again quickly. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds here in Midtown.
Just 4 days to go before the primary, and there's a new poll out this morning. Eric Adams remains on top in the New York Post survey with 21.3%. Maya Wiley next at 16.5%, followed by Catherine Garcia at 16.2%. Respondents say crime and public safety are their top priorities when choosing a new mayor. Andrew Yang has revealed his cash relief plan for low-income New Yorkers.
We've seen the good that $1,000 or $1,200 can do in the hands of a family that's struggling. So I want you to imagine up to 500,000 New Yorkers who are in deep poverty getting $2,000 or in some cases more starting next summer.
That's from Channel 7 Eyewitness News. Catherine Garcia, in an interview with our Bridget Quinn, said more cops are needed in the subways.
If we do not see a turnaround in these felony assault numbers, then we need to add more patrols.
She wants at least another 250 officers underground. Meantime, 72% of those in the Post poll rated Mayor de Blasio's performance as either fair or poor.
Well, 2 days to go until primary day, but one of the Democratic candidates for mayor has a bigger concern at the moment. Frontrunner Eric Adams says that one of his campaign volunteers is in the hospital after being stabbed today in the Bronx.
It was a volunteer that came out every day, and actually the videos shows that he was out giving out, you know, literature for the campaign, but he was stabbed multiple times.
The victim needed surgery. He says no word of any arrests in the case. As for the campaigning, the candidates were out and about on this Father's Day trying to win over more voters. That included Democrat Catherine Garcia, who campaigned alongside one of her rivals, Andrew Yang, after the two forged an unexpected alliance. Garcia insists the new coalition does not mean she is co-endorsing Yang, as she explained to a supporter, New York One, catching the exchange.
He said his number one should vote for me. Number two, and I did not endorse.
Okay. Thank you.
That's why.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Frontrunner Adams, meanwhile, suggesting that the Garcia-Yang collaboration is using ranked choice voting to undercut his support.
In a year where Black Lives Matter marches, where people are talking about inequality, where people are talking about how do we lift up Black and brown people in the city as well as all New Yorkers, that was their symbol on June 19th on the federal holiday that was put in place. So I have a problem with that.
The most recent polls have Adams in front, with Yang and Garcia trailing both him and Maya Wiley. Yang tells MSNBC that he remains confident despite his dropping poll numbers.
We've had our own numbers the whole time, and they've shown that this is a toss-up. They also show that we are winning among the votes that have already been cast. But the only poll that anyone should care about is the people who are voting in the thousands, and on Tuesday, hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers are going to show up. We feel very, very excited and confident.
Early voting is now over. It ended when polls closed earlier today. Polls won't be open again until primary day this Tuesday.
Ahead of tomorrow night's Democratic mayoral debate, the candidates were trading barbs today.
At an event in the Bronx Tuesday, Eric Adams continued attacking Andrew Yang for leaving the city during the height of the pandemic.
We don't need a person that will run from the city. We need a person that's going to run the city, far in front.
Yang, at a separate event, didn't hold back, claiming de Blasio was doing Adams' bidding and he would be more of the same.
Eric is business as usual, and New Yorkers need a different kind of leadership. And I'm looking forward to beating Eric Adams on June 12th, June 13th, June 14th, June 15th, June 16th.
The two have been neck and neck in the polls just days until early voting. Some polls have former Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia in the lead or in the top three. The eight candidates' first in-person debate is Wednesday night. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
Without a mute button, the eight Democratic candidates talked over each other over and over, sparred in their first in-person debate ahead of early voting in 10 days in the city. Our Samantha Liebman.
Not all the attacks were reserved for frontrunners Eric Adams and Andrew Yang. Scott Stringer taking on civil rights attorney and former de Blasio counsel Maya Wiley for progressive votes.
One of the things I'm going to do is reform the CCRB. When Maya was there, she basically was a rubber stamp for the PBA.
When the candidates were asked to question each other, Stringer tried to link former Sanitation Commissioner Catherine Garcia to the homeless crisis. She shot back with something she repeated throughout the debate: her endorsements.
But I have been on the front lines. I have a strong plan to make sure that we are addressing this on day one and turning back the clock on the $3 billion that is being wastefully spent, which is why I got endorsed by the New York Times and the Daily News.
With a crowded stage, the eight candidates were limited to 45-second answers, which led to a lot of talking over others. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds News.
The two Republicans running for mayor say they like each other, but you wouldn't know it from hearing them debate last night. Darius Radzius with a wrap-up this morning. Darius?
It really got ugly between the two GOP mayoral candidates at last night's debate, both slinging not only mud, but even through the kitchen sink at one another.
You know what? I have enough dirt to cover your body 18 feet over.
Candidate Fernando Mateo said he and his opponent Curtis Sliwa once were friends, but Sliwa only went as far as describing their relationship as an acquaintance. Both did not hold back, throwing accusations at each other, including where Sliwa said Mateo illegally fundraised for Mayor de Blasio.
You're a de Blasio Republican.
Oh, please.
And secondarily,
stop. Wrong. I remember Trump used to say, wrong.
Okay.
There was some policy debated, including the legalization of marijuana and on police reforms passed by the city council. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds at City Hall.
A former police captain and the founder of a renowned anti-crime patrol will square off tonight in the race for New York mayor. Former police captain, that is. We're talking about Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and the former Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa toe-to-toe in their first debate. Democrats outnumber Republicans 7-1 in this town, so everybody's saying Adams is a shoo-in to win City Hall. He emerged from a crowded primary field this past summer as a candidate with a more moderate image and pro-business style. Sliwa, meantime, a longtime popular fixture in New York media, for that matter, the entire country, usually seen in his trademark red beret associated with the Guardian Angels, also a radio commentator. Esther Fuchs is a professor of international and public affairs and political science at Columbia.
There's no reason at this point to assume that Democrats are going to defect to Sliwa. There's no reason to assume that Curtis Sliwa can actually attract independents. This is one of those races that I'm afraid don't have a real lot of drama associated with the outcome. It's really a question of, will anybody trip?
Yeah, Adams has dismissed Sliwa as a guy who looks for publicity and does a bunch of stunts to get in front of a camera. Sliwa says Adams, on the other hand, is out of touch from real New Yorkers. We'll see how it all plays out tonight. The hour-long debate live on NBC4 at 7. In case you're wondering, no, 1010 Winds will not be bringing this debate to you live. The two will meet again October 26. We will be carrying that one live. We will have more on that later. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and former Guardian Angels founder Curtis Sliwa tonight.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline is Republican contender Curtis Sliwa. Curtis, thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Curtis, you took on Eric Adams last night for meeting with gang leaders. Is there any benefit, though, in doing that in an effort to try to curb gang violence?
Well, number one, he said gang leaders with bodies. Those are gang leaders who have killed. We're not talking about average, everyday gang leaders or gang members. These are killers. Now, he did this, and yet he has not met with any of the police unions that he claims he is going to be supporting when he becomes mayor to take back the city. It sends out a very, very bad example that he is going to incorporate gang members into his strategy for public safety. I would ask Eric Adams, where has that ever worked before? In cities that I have Guardian Angels, they've tried that with disastrous effects. Los Angeles, Chicago, Baltimore, Washington. Why would he suddenly incorporate gang leaders who have killed into an overall public safety strategy. It's doomed to fail. And I need to know from him, and so does the public, which gangs, which gang leaders, under what situations and conditions did he meet with him, and he won't answer those questions.
Democratic mayoral candidate Eric Adams. Eric, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Great to be on.
I want to talk to you about the debate last night and Curtis Sliwa. He was on our air earlier today, and he had this to say. Take a quick listen about gangs.
And I need to know from him, and so does the public, which gangs, which gang leaders, under what situations and conditions did he meet with him, and he won't answer those questions.
He says you've been negotiating with them. Will you name those people?
Well, first, there's not a negotiation taking place. People hear the term that I use all the time, intervention and prevention. And it's about going after dangerous gangs in our city, but it's also about sitting down, getting people out of gang behavior. You don't talk and publicly release names of organizations or groups when you're trying to get them to change their behavior. I know what I'm doing in this area. Curtis does not know anything about dealing with ending violence in this manner, and I'm going to make sure my city is safe.
Eric Adams has been declared the winner with landslides in every borough except Staten Island. Let's get more on the reaction from Adams headquarters in Brooklyn from our Juliet Papa.
Sonia, passionate, emotional, enthusiastic. Eric Adams with a message of unity and possibility.
This is our moment as a city. And I tell you something, in 4 years, this city is never going to be the same. Never going to be the same. Once we move forward, we will never go back.
He wants big business to participate. He wants to provide opportunity. And he referenced his talk with gang members, a conversation which garnered some criticism during the campaign.
But let's be clear here. As I talk to my gang members, January 1st, the conversation stops. You won't shoot up my city. You won't stab young people in school. You won't sell drugs and guns on my street.
Adams says he is energized by the people of New York City, and by all senses here, the party is still going on, so he's going to have a lot of energy from this day forward. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds, reporting live at the Victory Party at Eric Adams' headquarters in Brooklyn.
And before Adams' energetic victory speech that you heard live here on 1010 Winds, we heard Curtis Sliwa conceding, congratulating Adams and saying he wants to help him, vowing to remain a voice in the city's politics as the city rebuilds from the pandemic and begins the next chapter. After 8 years of the Bill de Blasio administration, our Roger Stern covering Sliwa's headquarters tonight.
Curtis Sliwa began his concession speech just 40 minutes after the polls closed. Sliwa finding the Democratic enrollment edge too steep to overcome.
So even though I couldn't reach Eric Adams on the telephone, I pledge him my support, I concede publicly, and it's time for New York City to move in a new direction. We are going to improve. We're not going to move.
Sliwa, a radio talk show host by profession, was able to find the issues that would resonate with supporters like David Rem.
Every single issue, Curtis Sliwa is on point.
Sliwa pushed for more cops, kidless animal shelters, and opposed vaccine mandates, but in the end, it wasn't enough. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds in Midtown.